Yo, what's going on out there? This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. We got another great episode for you all out there. Hopefully we learn something, find out some new info, whatever you want to call it, but that's what we're here for. We're going to level up. Hey, but before we do, we want to shout out Hindsight Media Radio for putting this whole thing together. Also, I need you to log into RyanHodgeBooks.com and check out some of my novels. There's 9 of them up there. A little bit of something for everybody. And if you can't find something for yourself, hey, maybe you'll phone a friend. And maybe there'll be something up there for them. Either way, we're going to get to the show in a sec. Later. What's up, everybody? This is Ryan Hodge, a.k.a. The Professor, and this is Level Up. I hope everybody had a fantastic week, and we're back to do another episode. And for this episode, we're still talking about personal responsibility, but we're kind of flipping it and extending it a little bit. So in this episode specifically, we're going to be talking about fitness tips. How can we stay fit, be fit, cut some pounds, maybe build some muscle? And let's be honest, when we weigh less and feel tighter, we oftentimes feel better about ourselves. And as always, one of the goals of the Level Up show is to make us feel better, give us better insight on our daily activities. So how are we going to do that today? We actually got another special guest on the show today. We got Roland coming up. Roland is a fitness guru who's going to tell us all of the ins and outs about processes on just how to live better. Like I said before, be better. Roland is going to give us the ins and the outs and methodologies on how to lose some weight, tone our bodies, and live a healthy lifestyle overall. He's going to give us some pointers on some other stuff that we just got to sit back and wait for. But before we do, we're going to take another break, and then we'll be back with Roland. So stay tuned for Level Up with Ryan Hodge. All right, everybody, we're back on the show. We're ready for our special guest. We got Roland, also known as Coach JR. So he's here with us today, and he's going to talk to us about some things related to fitness, like I said a moment ago. Coach, say what's up to the people, man.
How y'all doing? I hope y'all ready to hear some good talk.
Definitely, definitely. That's what we're here for, man. We're trying to learn something and level up. So, Coach, before we get started with your tips and tactics on how we could live better and be better as far as fitness is concerned, give us some of your background as it pertains to personal fitness and your journey.
I'll start from the beginning because it started off rough. And by rough, you know, I always had a nice physique growing up and people always thought it was easy for me. But one day, you know, not one day, one season, I got a little chunky and I was around my cousins in Canada. And one of my cousins, you know, she was a little annoyed by me. So she, you know, she looked at me and she just said, you're a fat piece of crap. And, you know, she just went on in front of everyone. And she also let me know I couldn't equate to my younger cousins who they still had their nice physiques. So it hurt. It did hurt. So I didn't say anything because she didn't know I looked up to her. And I still, I still do kind of look up to her.
How old were you when this happened?
I was 14.
Okay.
So, you know, I'll never forget. I was 14 and it was that summer. So the next year, I'm like, okay, I'm going to make sure I come back looking decent because we'd always go to Canada for the year. And not for the year, but for the summer.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to make this happen. And I stayed committed. 14-year-old waking up before school, 5 o'clock, I'm going jogging. My thighs are burning. Like when I jog, my thighs burn, the inner thighs. And, you know, they used to rub together.
So, because you were chunky, you're saying.
Yes.
Right.
So it was the worst. But, you know, I just remembered what she said. To this day, like, I was talking to another personal trainer, and she was interviewing me. Well, actually, nutritionist. That was what we were talking about, nutrition. She was questioning me. And come to find out, that has a lot to do with me staying fit. It's not the number one thing, but it has a lot to do with it, where she made me feel little. So I had to let them know, nah, this won't happen. So I came back the next summer looking good. And after that, you know, after that, it just stayed with me. There's maybe two months out of like 5 years where I may lose the, you know, I may start growing titties here or chunkiness in my stomach, but it always go right back because at the end of the day, I know how to do it for the, you know, for the rest of my life. I try to sustain it. Where some people try to go too hard, do too much. Nah, we take baby steps, and that's what I believe in, taking baby steps. Because it's not a race. You're not trying to, like, once you get there, what are you gonna do?
That's right.
So I look at it as it's for life. It's, you know, it's a lifelong goal. So just take your time, baby steps, and just set goals every chance you get, and you will get it.
All right. So it sounds like you saying that you said 14. How old are you now, if you don't mind me asking?
38.
All right. So, I mean, that's pretty much majority of your life. You're saying you've been on the fitness game.
Correct, yeah,
All right. So
definitely.
basically you living it is what you're saying. And that's good. That's what it is. So you're living fitness goals, healthy living, all that sort of stuff. So let me ask you this. I caught on to something you said a moment ago. You said you were looking good when you came back the next summer. So it sounds like you were looking better the second summer than that first summer. So how did it help your self-esteem? And if you can, does fitness tie into self-esteem?
Fitness absolutely ties into self-esteem. When I came back that summer, it wasn't a matter of I just felt confident in everything I did, but I started feeling more confident about myself. So it opened up that door. And you know, once that happened, and I started, you know, you pay attention to certain things. So I look at people when I'm talking to them, and they may have their eyes on my arms or my chest. Before, when they'd have their eyes on my chest or my arms, I'd think, oh my God, they're looking at the, you know, the titties. So I'd grab my shirt and try to like remove it from, you know, touching my skin just because I think, you know, I didn't
They're
want them to
zeroing
see
in
that I
on
had
it.
titties. Exactly. But once I came back, what it did, the way it helped with my confidence, I didn't think that. Once they looking at me, I'm like, oh, they're probably impressed at, you know, the transformation. Or if they never seen me prior to, you know, my transformation, I think, you know what? They're probably looking at me thinking, you know, like he must do a lot of push-ups. You know, I was 15 at that point. So it just, I was thinking a lot of positive thoughts, and it all started with fitness. Just I was shamed, and I took, you know, control of you have to take accountability of where you're at. A lot of people come to me, say they want to lose 100 pounds in like 10 days. You were overweight like 30 years. How are you going to lose 100 pounds in 10 days? So,
That sort of destruction to your body is not going to be removed in 6 weeks, 8 weeks, especially when you're talking about it took, we'll say, a lifetime to put on.
yes.
So we got to be realistic out here in our dreams. It doesn't matter if it's weight loss or if you're thinking about getting money, you're not going to wake up tomorrow with $1 million in your account and you didn't work for it. So we do have to be realistic with anything we do in life. And we talk about that a lot on this show.
To be honest, you wouldn't like people think they want it real fast. They want to get in shape real fast. It doesn't last. When you lose 30 pounds and let's say a month, typically you'll see if you ask people, they'll gain it all back or maybe they'll gain more. Reason B is you didn't really work for it. You didn't even allow your body to feel the different levels that you got to get through. You didn't allow your body to get, you know, used to eating, let's say, less calories or more calories. So if you don't allow yourself to or your body to enjoy these different goals you're getting to, you'll go right back. It's too much. It's too much on your mental. It's too much on your physical because you know you put too much pressure too fast. So
And you know, that's
maybe
funny you
with
say
money.
that, because I'm not that I knew the reason, but I've known throughout, obviously throughout my life, I've known several people, and I've known several people who's lost weight. And for some reason, the ones who try to, I guess, the almost like the get rich quick scheme of weight loss, if you want to call it that. Listen, the ones who have shot for it and try to drop the pounds in 3 weeks or 2 months or whatever it is, I have noticed that they pick up the weight and more, as you stated, after a certain amount of time. And it's quick, though. It's like as soon as whatever their goal was, maybe they were going to a show or something and they dropped that weight real quick. Once that show is over, man, those pounds come right back and with full force.
Yeah, that it's always that. It's a yo-yo diet. That's what they call it. And it's unhealthy. It's unhealthy. It's extremely unhealthy.
Yeah, so I never heard that term before.
Oh, yeah. We all, but the thing is, we all do it. You know, we're like, oh my God, I got a honeymoon next month. So yeah. You get in shape real fat. We all do it for a little reason.
That's right.
Still unhealthy.
All right, so everybody, we talking about leveling up. Remember, we talking about being healthy. So that yo-yo diet, dropping that weight real fast, is unhealthy. It seems like it could be traumatic on your body to what I'm hearing.
And your mental feel the impact as well, because when you try to put all that stress and all that pressure, it keeps you up at night sometimes, and that sometimes it could be worse than any physical ailment you can feel.
Yeah, well, we're going to tie it back into fitness and health. And I mean, if something's keeping you up at night, that means you're not getting good sleep. And if you're not getting good sleep, then that's not allowing your body to heal from whatever rigors of the day you had. So it's all tied in. So don't try that, again, that get rich quick scheme of weight loss, because it's going to be detrimental all the way around, it seems. I got something else I want to say, man. It's something else you said a moment ago about with your cousin. So you said your cousin was real hard on you about your weight situation back when you were 14. And I want to speak specifically to the way you handled it. Now, some people could have got mad and been violent or anything like that. And the way you handle it is actually a little bit different than a lot of people, because what you did was, it sounded like you used that adversity, we'll call it. And it seems like you used that adversity as motivation. Is that correct in my thinking?
Yeah, that's true. And the thing is, what that did to me was, that's how I handle other people, where I felt like it helped me. You know, the criticism and the shame, it helped me. So I used to think, you know what, let me shame people into feeling like they need to change themselves. And I noticed most people don't handle situations like that.
Right.
So, me looking at it as a, you know, positive. Even when I told my cousin about it, maybe 3-4 years ago, I let her know. And I was letting her know she changed me. She meant a lot to me, because I could have taken the other route and felt like, you know what, I'm just going to eat more. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just not going to see her.
Yeah.
But I was letting her know I appreciated it, because she's someone who put me on fitness. When people see me, they just think fitness. They always want to ask me questions about, what should I eat? Can you let me know what I should eat? So I was letting her know I really appreciate it, and she took like high offense to it. She denied it. She wasn't happy about it. And for me, I was excited that I took it and I ran with it. And,
yeah.
You know, I was a kid.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
looking
yeah.
at it as an adult, I was in love with it.
That's right. Hey, man, shucks. And I'm just hearing one of the things I appreciate about your cousin is it's something I say all the time. So I'm going to just give the quick anecdote. So let's go like this. You have a friend. Your friend was 150 pounds in high school, we'll just say, right? Now it's 10 years later. Your friend now weighs 250 pounds. Yo, for some reason, it's taboo or frowned upon if you tell your friend you don't look good, you need to lose some weight. For some reason, if you just give it to him straight, him or her, it doesn't matter if it's a male or female, a lot of times people are taken aback by that.
Now, if a friend take offense to that, imagine being married, right? Now, yeah. I'm someone who's direct. So just imagine.
Yeah, yeah, I'm here. Know, I feel you.
I'm not saying women are soft or sensitive, but my wife is.
Okay.
And I'm someone who's direct. And, you know, she gains weight that I know she's going to be complaining about later, I'll let her know.
Right.
And She used to take offense to it, but recently she was saying the whole Lizzo thing. She says she doesn't understand why people feel afraid to tell one another the truth. She says
right.
she doesn't like when people come up to her.
Right.
You know, she just had a child 6 months ago,
mm-hmm.
and people still tell her, oh, no, you're in postpartum. That's
yeah.
fine.
Oh, like, girl, no, oh, girl, you look like good.
That. Exactly. And she doesn't believe it. She feel like
good.
That's offensive, because you're keeping – she feel like – they're keeping her in a reality she does not enjoy.
It's the truth.
And it is. See,
it's the truth.
It is the
because they are trying to keep you like that, man. Because I got a theory, man. So check me out. So we're gonna say the same person who gained weight. So you get in a relationship, you gain weight. So now somebody's going to tell you, oh, that's just happy weight. No, that's not happy weight. It's unhealthy living. You're mitigating the fact that I'm living unhealthily and I'm just being a savage with my eating habits.
Yes, you can't say that. They don't want to hear that.
They know. They if you say that, somebody's going to want to swing at you. And then what's up? What else? Another softener. We call them love handles. Why, if I'm getting blubber on my stomach, will we soften the blow and call them love handles? That's just another way. It's a coping mechanism and an excuse for you not to do what you need to do to get them off. That's just a love handle. No, it's not. It's actually an artery clogging. That's the way we should look at it. I should be able to say to you, the same way I could tell you you look good, I should be able to tell you you look bad and not take offense to it.
But let me ask you something with what you're saying. Now, my wife asked me, she said, is it the man's, and she just wanted to know, she said, is it the man's responsibility to keep the woman's confidence high?
It definitely is. It is. It absolutely is. Because a lot of the way she feels about herself is going to be rooted in how her man views her. So absolutely it is. But that doesn't mean that you give her a false sense of security in how you feel about her. Nah, the way you do that is, of course, in my opinion, is take her to the park with you. You don't even have to lie to her. You could tell her from day one, like, yo, babe, we both putting on some weight, or you put on some weight. Let's hit this park because I want us to take this journey together.
That works.
Yeah, you don't have to lie, man. Bump lying, because if you lie, you're going to look back and she can have 50 pounds on her.
Yes.
And then once she has the 50 pounds on it, we all know she knows she doesn't wear that six anymore. So now her self-esteem and the way she feels about herself is going to be, it's going to be lesser than it was before, for sure.
I took that approach you just said and, you know, took the wife to the park, and we used to go on walks every day. We'd go on walks about 45 to an hour.
Cool.
I started losing so much weight. I'm like, nah, I can't do it. But what I did notice, she was consistent. When it was, you know, when it was all three of us going as a family, going for our long walks, talking, listening to music. Right. Oh, yeah. Consistency was on high.
Definitely.
Once I stopped doing it, it wasn't as consistent.
That's right. Well, I mean, that ties into, that's a different episode, but I mean, you the leader. So you see, when you stop being consistent, the rest of the family stop being consistent. So that's a point right there. So that's part of your job. Get back out there. You got to make time for it.
We had different goals. But Ron, we had different goals, though. So the thing is, I can't keep losing weight when I want to put on weight. So walking for 45 to an hour is depleting me of my calories.
Yeah,
that I'm working hard.
Yeah. That's a tough spot to be in, man. But so has she met her goal?
Well, she was meeting her goal. But her goal is, you know, she just had the child and she was on a roll before she got pregnant. So that goal is going to take some time.
Yeah. Well,
but the thing is, you know what? I just need to be there with her.
You need to keep. That's what I was going to say. You just need to keep rocking until she gets her goal, and then you get back on yours. But you got to let her get her goal. She got to get her goal.
That's facts.
Yeah.
That's facts.
So, Dig, we're going to pause for a minute. We're going to take this break. And when we come back, we're going to spit some more with Coach JR. We're going to get this thing going some more in a minute, y'all. All right, everybody, we're back from break. We got Coach Jarrell on the show, like we said. We're talking things related to fitness, what it means to be fit, the benefits of being fit. All right, Coach Jarrell, so before we went to break, you were talking about your family, working out together, being fit together. So let me ask you a question about that. How has that benefited you and your family?
Well, it built the bond. Like, my wife, Tanisha, and I, we became a lot closer. Where as we're walking, we talk, we bring certain conversations up we probably would never have, just because, you know, we're both tired and we're like, you know, we're not going to start any arguments. So we just start talking and we just flow. And I noticed mental health wise that helped us, where There's times we have tough conversations inside the house when we're not walking, and it's easier. That became so much easier. We're showing an example to our son that, you know, fitness means something. Taking these daily walks is extremely important for your health. So it did that, and it even helped with the pregnancy, to be honest, where the nurses were saying, like, you guys are doing great. Why? Because we worked out together. We used to always work out together. I used to train her, so I know how far I can push. She knows how far, you know, she can resist, because everybody's going to resist a little, but she
definitely,
she knows. We both knew what buttons to push and what not to push. And in the hospital, they were like, oh my God, you guys are an amazing team. And it was something called hypno babies we were doing, where it was a natural birth. And, you know, you have to have your mind at peace.
Yeah.
Or you're just going to have, you know, you're going to have so much doubt. And we was in there. We crushed it. I'm talking about, we were receiving compliments, and we didn't feel it was fake compliments. We could tell we were doing our thing. Like,
yeah, y'all knew y'all was doing y'all thing, no doubt.
Yes.
Yeah.
And fitness helped us. If we never worked together, we would have been arguing in there. And I know that.
Gotcha. So, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we listening. We talking about family fitness is even beneficial to the family outside of weight loss. Even just communicating. Of course, obviously the weight loss, how you feel about each other. And it sounds like giving each other opportunities that maybe wouldn't be there if they were working out separately. He's at the gym. She's with her girls working out. So even just opportunities to strategize as a family, I think, comes out of spending more time together, especially in a positive light. And remember this, since we're talking about fitness, we're not just talking about physical fitness, because working out is definitely going to, you know, make your body more fit, but it also ties into your mind. Think about all of the stress that's being released. In an episode previously, we talked about how stress is one of those things that can lead to many other health complications. So just remember, from working out, there's a lot of other things that you're doing to your body that's going to be beneficial. Something else that I've noticed about being fit is that everybody doesn't have the same definition of what being fit is or what it means to them. So, Coach JR, your opinion, what does being fit mean to you?
As cliche as it sounds, fitness means everything. Where I may look at my son, he may smile, and I think of my pops, who was always unhealthy, who had a premature death, and I think, okay, I gotta improve my health for him. I have to improve it for my wife, so she's not a widow at a younger age.
Yeah.
You know, because I hear stories of people dying at 40, 30 because of heart attacks. So fitness is trying to better myself for the people who love me, and, you know, for the people I love. So, and that's fitness to me.
Yeah, that's good biz. And one thing I do want to say is, a lot of people say, when you talk about being fit, a lot of people say, well, there's a person who ran 3 miles a day and they had a heart attack. They died, right? So I have a response to that. Just that sort of thinking is really kind of deleterious to your future potentially. So here's what I say about that. So if you have a person who works out every day, they're watching their weight, chances are their daily life is still going to be better just when you're trafficking about. You're not tired, you're not weighed down, you're not out of breath. So don't look at it as somebody can die at any moment, because we all know that. We can just get that out of the way. But far as just how you traffic your day-to-day moves, listen, the less weight you have on, the less blubber that's blowing around in the wind, you're going to feel better about yourself. Your knees aren't going to be hurting. So don't use "we can all die at any moment and I'm just living my life" as a scapegoat for living unhealthily and being reckless.
I have someone I'm close with. We're really close. And that person has a connection to my son. And we were talking, and I asked the person, I'm like, yo, can't you just better your health? Because, you know, this person would want to see you live longer. And the reason I brought that up is because the doctor gave certain information that person felt uncomfortable about.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yo, we can work through this. You know, I'm like, you know, you'd want to live longer. So, you know, the person loves my son. And the person said, hey, I could die any minute. I could go outside and get hit by a car. So, you know, like, there's no point of that. And that mindset, it's hard to understand. Is it a fear of failure? Is it like, what is it?
Yeah.
I don't understand. I'm trying to understand it, because that's a majority of the population I've worked with, is people with that mindset. I just don't understand, like, where it comes from.
Yeah,
I feel like
I think it comes from that fear of failure, and it's hard to lose that weight that was easy to put on. It's hard. So you actually have to do something to get that weight off. And when people say stuff like that, my rebuttal is always, well, what if you live? You know, you're talking about what if you die tomorrow? What if you live tomorrow? So you better off planning for living tomorrow, because it's more likely you're going to live tomorrow than die. And if I ask the same person that had that mindset of I could die tomorrow, are you not going to pay your rent today? Are you not going to pay your mortgage today because you could die tomorrow? Guess what you do anyway? You pay the mortgage. You pay the rent. You don't not pay your cell phone bill because you could die tomorrow. No, you pay the cell phone bill in anticipation of living for tomorrow. So in my opinion, it's the mindset of I don't really want to get up and get on that floor and lose those pounds. And that's what we need to get away from, because that's what's really killing us. All right, Coach, I got another question for you since we're talking this fitness game. So let's say this. You got a male and a female. They don't have to know each other, but they both come to you and they need a fitness program. Do they both get the same program, or how does that work?
Typically, if they go online and they try to get a program from a lot of people, it will just be the same cookie cutter program. But with me, I don't believe in that, not even a little bit.
All right, that's good info, but why not? Why don't you believe in that?
Because say you take two females, they both weigh 150 pounds. One sits all day and one does a job where she shovels hay all day or manure. What's going to happen is her muscles, the one who's shoveling, she will produce dominant muscles, where certain muscles will become dominant. The one sitting all day, her muscles will start to atrophy, where it's like, you know what, we don't need these muscles because we sit all day. So what's going to happen is the person who's sitting all day is going to need to do certain type of squats, where that's going to be more of our focus, so we can get the lower body moving the way it should. The upper body is hunched over the computer or the laptop, so we have to do certain things to decompress all of that pressure in your shoulders. So it's going to be completely different, because our lifestyles, there's no two people living exactly the same. So there's no way to work out. The program should be the same.
Gotcha. So if two homegirls come to the gym and they want to lose weight, it's potential that even though they're homegirls and they want to do the same training, if they have the same goals, they still might not be able to do the same training.
They can do the same training. It's just, it won't be specialized for that person. Gotcha. Because if the goal is just to lose weight, weight is muscle, weight is fat. So if you just want to lose weight and appear to, as a smaller person, what you're going to do is, yeah, do the same workout. Just do it intense. You may be at a different level from that person, so just slow the workout down and concentrate a little more. You know, so you can do the same workout. It just won't get you to the best version of yourself. It's going to get you to a version where you're pleased with, and your people are going to give you amazing compliments. Oh my God, you look good. And that's great. But you know, you can look better and be better.
Gotcha. All right, everybody, we getting fed out here. I hope you got your plate and your fork out. We're getting some good food. Well, Coach, I'm not finished eating yet, man. I need some more food. So I got another question for you that seems to come up a lot of times, and is even kind of controversial in the workout world, I guess. So when it comes to calories, calorie intake and stuff like that, a lot of people say eat what you want. Some people say don't eat that much. So what is a person who has gotten mixed information, what are they supposed to do, in your opinion, on this calorie side?
That's a great question. A lot of people have that question. And the thing is, if I start someone on a program, I don't focus on nutrition right away. And I just want to make sure they're able to work out. Once I notice they can, then I start introducing them to certain nutritional tips. A lot of the people, they have a misconception that you're supposed to lower your calories drastically. That does not work in the long term, and it's very unhealthy. Another thing they believe is carbs are bad for you, and that is not true. Carbs give you the energy you need to work out. So if you're working out really hard and you feel like, oh my God, I lost 15 pounds, but I'm at a barrier. I can't break this 15 pound Mark, I want to get to 20, 25. I can't. Well, it can be because your calories are too low. Some people would think like that doesn't make sense. Yes, your body needs more calories so it can burn this fat. So,
yeah, I'm one of those people. I'm definitely one of those people, not to cut you off. But yeah, to me, it's like simple math. If calories equal pounds, if I'm down calories, then I'm going to be down pounds. So and you're saying that's not necessarily true.
It's not. You will lose weight, but you will also lose muscle. The thing is, you have a BMI where you're supposed to get a certain amount of calories per day just for you to be able to sit there.
Okay.
A certain amount of calories you have to intake. For me, it's 2,000. So if I'm under it by 1,000, I won't be able to function. My brain won't work right. I'll be tired. I'll be stressed out. I'll be someone completely different than myself. You know,
right.
The Snicker commercials, you're not yourself when you're hungry.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So wow. Women, it's really women who think carbs are bad for you. And it's like, it's not. Carbs give you the energy. Fats, what fats do for you, they slow down protein synthesis. So even when you're sleeping, instead of losing that weight, that muscle you're working for, the fats will slow it down. So the protein could go into your blood in a slower way. And so everything's important. Protein will help build the muscle. It's good for brain. So if, you know, if a woman just had kids, you want your protein.
Mm-hmm.
If she's pregnant, you want your protein. If you're trying to lose weight, you want your protein.
Right.
So some people think, no, I need to cut fats. I need to cut protein. No, you need all of them because they're used for different things
right.
in the process of building your body.
So let me ask you this. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but it has to at least be in moderation of some sort, right?
Absolutely. That's the thing. You want to do it moderately where you want to just take off 200 calories here or there if weight loss is your goal.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just remove 500 or 1,000. No, start off slow, 200.
Yeah.
And what you want to do is you want to balance it with your workouts. You don't want to overtrain. That's something else. You could lose weight by burning calorie opposed to bringing in less calorie.
Mm-hmm.
And you do not want to overtrain. So what you're trying to do is you're trying to find that medium where, okay, I trained for 30 minutes today and I'm allotted this amount of calories and I feel great. I feel like I'm at my best. That's what we want to reach for life.
Yeah.
Where this is how I enjoy eating. I can eat this way. And this is how I have to work out to be able to eat this way. And it works in unison. And, you know, sleeping is important also. I don't want to bypass that.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we're going to take a break and we're going to get back to not bypassing sleeping and some other stuff. So in a minute, y'all, this is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. Once again, we're back and we still have Coach JR here with us. And we're going to just keep the conversation going. So, Coach, before we went to break, you mentioned something about sleep. Now, how does sleep tie into the fitness game? Let us know.
Well, most people say nutrition is the most important thing. For me, rest is. I believe rest is where it starts because that's where your body builds itself. If you work out extremely hard and you're too stressed to sleep or you have to take care of the kids and you don't get the rest for more than 3 hours a night, your body's not going to show the hard work you put forth. Even if you're eating correctly, your body from the inside will look way worse than if you was getting the correct amount of sleep you're supposed to get. So sleep is extremely important, like extremely important. You need your rest. If not, you're wasting your time. That's what I believe of. 100%. And research actually shows that sleep is tied. It goes hand in hand with working out.
Word. All right, so on the heels of that, does it have to be several hours in succession, or can it be 4 hours here, 4 hours there? What's your take on that?
You could do 4 hours, but that'd be 4 hours straight, because that's where you're allowed to go into a REM sleep, and which is rapid eye movement. But throughout the day, it can't just be 4 hours for that day. You would have to accumulate a lot more. Power naps, I believe it's 30 to 60 minutes. Would do your body justice throughout the day. So if you're planning on sleeping for 4 hours, no more, get your naps throughout the day. If you're at work and you get a break, take 30-minute nap. It will improve your body. You will fit. You will see it. You will see it from your progress pictures, how just the sleep in itself changes your body.
Cool. So make sure you get that sleep, people. We're hearing it from the source. Get your sleep. I got another question for you then. Earlier, we were talking about working out, and you said when you initially assess a client, a potential client, you made mention of if they're actually able to work out. Now, I need to kind of get some clarification on that. What do you mean when you say even being able to work out?
A person's primary care physician may tell them they should not work out for certain reasons that we may not know. Like, for instance, if my heart is weak, I may not be able to do certain type of workouts. So they'll just scratch the whole working out thing by saying you cannot work out. Mm. And then they'll recommend you to a specialist who have different equipment that may like watch your heart a little differently than I would. I would just sit there asking you questions to see how your breathing is. I would sit there watching to see if you feel fatigue or if you're, so I'd use my eyes opposed to equipment. So, yeah, you can work out any stage. You can work out. A workout can be just standing out of your couch, like standing up. That's a workout. So anyone can work out, but a full-blown workout where you're actually doing jumping jacks, yeah, you would need to talk to your doctor first, because they may say, no, we don't want you to work out because you're taking certain medication that, you know, there's a million reasons why they can say it.
So that may not only just be attributed to weight then, is what you're saying.
Exactly. It could be a multitude of reasons. And I always thought it was just, I thought it was the doctor's trying to make money. That's what I thought. But it's not. They're really trying to take care of you, because at the end of the day, I'm not specialized in certain things. So you may tell me like, oh, I want to burn fat fast. And I'm like, okay, so what you do is take two shots of grapefruit before every workout. It's going to burn fat faster. But I forgot you had high blood pressure, so you're on a certain medication that keeps you from using the grapefruit. Mm. So there's certain things, you know, we're not privy to. So it's just, you can't work out. So until you talk to your doctor, you can't work out.
Right.
Like, I can't train someone until they talk to their doctor and let them know how, you know, grueling or how, you know, what type of exercises I'm going to put them through.
All right. So listen, I like that, man, because I'm a novice, so my first thought is somebody may not be able to work out because he or she may be overweight, maybe obese, we'll call it. So that's where my mind went. But essentially what I'm hearing is that, and this is for everybody listening, yo, you may be a slender person and you still need to get clearance from your doctor to work out. So keep that in mind, people. Coach, don't be mad at me. I know I'm killing you with these questions, but I got another one for you. So in my time growing up, or adulthood, whatever you want to call it, it's always been this thing where people would say, don't work out every day, take days off, your body needs time to heal. Is that a myth? Is that the truth? Talk to us about that for a minute, because I'm sure there's somebody else who wants to know too.
That's a tricky question, because some people see working out as going hard, your hardest, and some people see working out as I'm just sticking to a program. So if you're just sticking to a program, you could work out every day. Because you're not gonna do the same thing every day. So it's not gonna be too much impact on your body. But if you're going all out on your workouts, you need to give yourself time to rest, or you're gonna overtrain and it's gonna do the opposite of what you want. Research shows volume is what helps you. So if you bench press today and you only do three sets, you can do three more sets tomorrow, the next day, you can do that. Mm. But if you're trying to hit 15 sets in one day, and then tomorrow you're trying, that it doesn't work like that, because the body, it doesn't understand that you're working out. It just feels as if it's an earthquake that just happened. So an earthquake just happened. So we need time to rebuild. So we need the carbs, we need the protein, we need the fats to rebuild. But you're not giving us time to rebuild. So now you just sent another earthquake. So what we're going to do is we're not going to do anything. We're just going to let your body atrophy. And that's what pretty much happens when you don't give yourself. But if you're doing it thoughtfully where you're not overtraining throughout the day, yeah, you can do that every day. People, that's a myth. That's really not true. I believe I've looked my best when I work out every day.
All
It's
right.
not for workouts.
You said something about a program. What do you mean, program?
A program is a plan. It's exercises strategically placed in certain orders for you. So your program may be on Mondays, we're working lower body and we're going to add a little bit of shoulders. Tuesdays, we're going to do, that's your program. And with me, my programs are for 4 to 6 weeks. So you will be doing something that's customized specifically for you for the six to for 4 to 6 weeks. So if I'm structuring your program, I'm not going to put the same exercises all back to back, day after day. No. Monday, you may work your upper body. Tuesday, you may work your lower body. Wednesday, you may work your core. Thursday, we may just dance for cardio.
I'm glad you mentioned cardio. So is cardio something somebody should do every day, or should that vary as well?
Well, it depends. I would say if you're counting your calories and programming them, yeah, like by program, I mean putting it into an application as far as MyFitnessPal or a nutritionist, something like that. If you're programming it, all your calories, yeah, I would say it's cool if you do cardio every day because there's different forms of cardio. Dancing is cardio. Walking is cardio. I would recommend walking every day for no more than an hour. You don't have to walk for 2, 3 hours. If you want to jog here and there, Adam, you don't need to jog for more than 30 minutes. So you can do cardio every day. Just mix it up. Don't stay with one basic form of cardio. It get tedious.
All right, cool. That's good stuff. I have another question for you though, and it's with them sugary drinks. So, should I never have any sugar? If I'm working out, can I not eat a donut? Can I not have a soda? What do you think about that?
When I was 20 years old, 20 or 21, before I'd go to the gym, I would always eat a zebra cake. I can't remember if it was one or two, but I would definitely have a zebra
Hey,
cake.
yo, them zebra
And
cakes is
that would,
hitting too though.
you know. So I would have to have, I programmed my brain to think I needed a zebra cake. And for me, I did need it because that was my reward to working out. So I made sure I did not miss a workout because I'm like, I want my zebra cake. And I would eat it. And once I eat it, I always understood I had to work out. So I changed it to eating it after eventually, but it helped me. It gave me the energy I needed. And to be honest, my physique, it was pretty impressive. So it still confuses me a little as to how I looked my best when I was eating McDonald's and zebra cakes before the gym. It was confusing, but I
Yeah,
get it
because
now.
I think that's because of society. You know, we don't associate snacks and fast food with a good physique, but I think it ties back to the work you were putting in anyway. So it wasn't just fast food and zebra cakes. It was a little zebra cake here, a little fast food here, but putting that work in the gym. So that almost says something to me. So you can actually have some snacks as long as you're putting the work in on the fitness tip.
I have snacks. Oh, I have snacks too often where I'll eat a whole bag of gummy bears just because I feel like I worked hard. And that's even when I'm preparing for something, preparing for not a show, but preparing for an event where I have to look good in pictures. I still will have that bag of gummy bears. Maybe it's an
Right.
addiction, but I just tell myself, you work hard and work hard and work hard, and then you'll be able to get it. So what I do is I work hard, work hard, work hard, and then I go get it. It keeps me consistent. And that's what we overlook that part, the consistency, which is the most important.
Right.
My wife, when she lost her 70 plus pounds, her thing was, she had to have her dessert before she went to bed. So at the end of the night, she always had a dessert. And what happened was she remained consistent because she was looking forward to it. So you don't cut. There's no way you should cut out everything. Your body won't even understand what you're doing to it, and it may it may react in a way you wasn't ready for. Word. So never cut it completely out. No.
All right, man. Listen, we almost out of here. But before we go, before I let you go, is there anything you want to leave the listeners of today's show with, like a lasting message, something that they can take with them? What you got for them?
I'd say fitness is way more important than you can imagine. A lot of people are dying premature deaths. Why? Because they don't understand that they have that control of taking care of their body. So I want y'all to understand it is extremely important. Even if it's just cleaning the tub, if that feel like exercise to you, clean that tub 2-3 times a week. Whatever it is you can do to be more active throughout the day, do it. If you text a lot for work, if you're on computers all day, make sure you do stuff to keep your shoulders from slouching forward. So fitness is way more important than y'all know. There's easy ways to go about it. Intermittent fasting, it works. That's something that works. Tracking your progress, your workouts, that can keep you motivated to see, okay, I'm lifting more, I'm curling more, I didn't get as tired. Taking weekly progress pictures, that to me is one of the most important, because the scale could lie to you. It could say you gained weight and you start feeling sad, even though it was muscle you put on. But the progress pictures will show you, once you analyze them, oh, wow, I can see the difference. And that was only a week or 2 weeks, three weeks. Yes, the pictures can lie in your favor, where it may even show you a better looking angle that makes you feel motivated to keep going. So right. It's really not that difficult. It's just a matter of just staying within the community, because there's a lot of us guys who want our women, or women who want the guys, to get to certain goals, but we're not supporting one another. If your woman is a little bit heavy or a little too skinny, hey, you just help her out. Keep her motivated. Encourage her. Do it with her. If your guy is just, he has no type of aspirations, find a way to get him to feel confident in himself. So it's really not as difficult as we make it, but just start slow. Baby steps will get you there. Do not try to rush this journey, because it's for a life. It's not for 10 minutes, for 10 days. Don't rush it.
All right. Hey, listen, you heard it, man. That wasn't for me. That was Coach JR. He just dropped the science on us. Hey, listen, man, thank you for being on the show. The information you just dropped on us is invaluable, and we appreciate you for it, and the show is better for it. Man, enjoy the rest of your evening, man. We appreciate it, all right? Oh, yeah, one more thing before you go. You got any fitness videos or anything up and coming that people might be able to log into?
Look out for Better Fitness. I've recorded a lot of videos. I'm going to put them together just so I could give free workout advice to you people, because I know y'all need it. I need it. We all need it. So we're going to work as a community. Just look out for it. It's on the Better Fitness.
All right. Sounds good. What platform is that?
That's going to be YouTube is going to be the predominant platform I'm going to use.
All right.
To help everyone level up.
There it is. Hey, that's what we're here for, man. So I'm going to let you slide this time, and thank you much for being here.
Appreciate it.
Later. All right, everybody. Since you're hearing this music, we know what time it is. It's time to end the show. We had a great time talking to Coach JR today. He dropped a lot of insight on us about fitness, how to be healthy, and stay that way. I hope you use some of the things he said and implement it into your life. You know what I'm saying? But before we go, I want to thank Hindsight Media Radio for putting this together. Also, let me direct you to RyanHodgeBooks.com for all your reading needs. Check me out. Might find some real entertaining novels up there. Hey, it's been another great show. This has been Level Up with Ryan Hodge. Until next time, later.